Chapter 5. Verse 6. Do you want to get well? Verse 8. Get up. Pick up your mat and walk. Pick up your mat and walk. Verse 14. See, you are well again. Stop sinning or something worse may happen to you. Verse 17. My father is always at his work to this very day, and I, too, am working. Verse 19. I tell you the truth, the son can do nothing by himself. He can do only what he sees his father doing, because whatever the father does, the son also does. Verse 20. For the father loves the son and shows him all he does. Yes, to your amazement he will show him even greater things than these. Verse 21. For just as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, even so the Son gives life to whom He is pleased to give it. Verse 22. Moreover, the Father judges no one, but has entrusted all judgment to the Son. Verse 23. That all may honor the Son just as they honor the Father. He who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father, who sent him. Verse 24. I tell you the truth, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be condemned. He has crossed over from death to life. Verse 25. I tell you the truth, a time is coming and has now come when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God and those who hear will live. Verse 26. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son to have life in himself. Verse 27. And he has given him authority to judge because he is the Son of Man. Verse 28. Do not be amazed at this, for a time is coming when all who are in their graves will hear his voice. Verse 29. And come out, those who have done good will rise to live. And those who have done evil will rise to be condemned. Verse 30. By myself I can do nothing. I judge only as I hear, and my judgment is just, for I seek not to please myself but him who sent me. Verse 31. If I testify about myself, my testimony is not valid. Verse 32. There is another who testifies in my favor, and I know that his testimony about me is valid. Verse 33. You have sent to John and he has testified to the truth. Verse 34. Not that I accept human testimony. But I mention it that you may be saved. Verse 35. John was a lamp that burned and gave light, and you chose for a time to enjoy his light. Verse 36. I have testimony weightier than that of John. For the very work that the Father has given me to finish, and which I am doing, testifies that the Father has sent me. Verse 37. And the Father who sent me has himself testified concerning me. You have never heard his voice nor seen his form. Verse 38. Nor does his word dwell in you, for you do not believe the one he sent. Verse 39. You diligently study the scriptures because you think that by them you possess eternal life. These are the scriptures that testify about me. Verse 40. Yet you refuse to come to me to have life. Verse 41. I do not accept praise from men. Verse 42. But I know you. I know that you do not have the love of God in your hearts. Verse 43. I have come in my Father's name, and you do not accept me. But if someone else comes in his own name, you will accept him. Verse 44. How can you believe if you accept praise from one another, yet make no effort to obtain the praise that comes from the only God? Verse 45. But do not think I will accuse you before the Father. Your accuser is Moses, on whom your hopes are set. Verse 46. If you believe Moses, you would believe me, for he wrote about me. Verse 47. But since you do not believe what he wrote, how are you going to believe what I say?